Buildings designed by Wisconsin's own Frank Lloyd Wright made it on the UNESCO World Heritage List this week, so it's a really good time to take a tour through his architecture on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Wright's estate, Taliesin, in Spring Green, was like his laboratory. Taliesin is one of the eight buildings that UNESCO deems of outstanding universal value. These buildings are now in the same class as the Taj Mahal and the Great Wall of China. Have you visited a Frank Lloyd Wright design building? Tell us about your experience. What would you recommend others check out? We're at 800-642-1234. Carrie Rademacher is Executive Director of Taliesin Preservation at the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center. Carrie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So it sounds like this designation, World Heritage, making it on the World Heritage List, this is years in the making. I heard like 15 years in the making. How big of a deal is this?
Oh, it's huge. Yes, you're right. It was about 15 years in the making, and it took a lot of effort from a lot of different sites, people that worked so hard in pulling this nomination together and sending it off to UNESCO. And then, of course, when we received word that indeed this nomination had been inscribed, it was just pure joy, pure joy.
I bet you were like trying to pinch yourself. I mean, could you believe it? This is huge.
It was huge. Yeah. And we were actually up at Taliesin that morning and we were watching it live streaming. And so it was just a very surreal moment. And afterwards, you know, after we were all excited and cheering, and I stepped into the living room and the sun was just starting to come up and I just was looking around and I thought, this is just the most amazing thing, I think, for Frank Lloyd Wright, for all of the sites, not only that were inscribed, but also all of the sites that are in the country and around the world, because Frank Lloyd Wright really was quite incredible with what he did with his designs and the way that he made them so relatable to humans. So it truly was a joy.
He was prolific. He was, you know, a visionary. I read that he designed more than 1,000 buildings. So how were you able to bring it down to 8?
It was difficult. It was difficult. And the process really was looking at the ones through the last 50 years of his career that were most significant in the way that they were, they spoke in terms of modern architecture. And that was part of the inscription is Frank Lloyd Wright being deemed as a 20th century modern architect. And so it was difficult. And there were some sites that were a little nervous about being a part of the list because of, you know, the noticeable, you know, visibility.
Oh, the exposure.
The exposure, yeah. But it was difficult, but such an amazing experience.
Well, two of the sites that made the list are here in Wisconsin, Taliesin and the Jacobs House. Can you first tell us about the Jacobs House?
Sure. So the Jacobs House is a really unique home, and it is located here in Madison. It was built in around 1937, and it was unique in the fact that Frank Lloyd Wright wanted to create something that was small, that was for an average American to experience and to live in. And so there was, from the street, it is a private home, but from the street, it's got a very low profile. But once you walk into the home, you just are immediately immersed with nature. There's large windows. There's just beautiful woodwork. It's very comfortable home to be in.
Does it kind of tuck into the landscape around it, which to me is so Frank Lloyd Wright?
That's right. Yes, it does. It does. It fits very well within the property, the landscape of where it's located. And it's a modest home, but it's got such a grand feeling when you enter it.
8 Frank Lloyd Wright buildings are now designated UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and we're on a tour of his architecture through Wisconsin with Carrie Rademacher. She's Executive Director of Taliesin Preservation at the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center. Are you a fan of Wright designs? Tell us why. Do you believe in buildings with the building with the landscape, the organic architecture, and Wright's philosophy? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org. Well, let's go to Taliesin now, which is a place that you live and breathe every day. What is so special about Taliesin?
Oh, boy. What is so special about Taliesin, I think, is the way that an individual can really experience Taliesin, because it's not, you automatically think about the building and the architecture, which obviously is there, but the way that you're surrounded by nature, the land, the arts, community, it really is a truly immersive experience being there.
So Taliesin Preservation started in 1993 and continues working today. Can you tell us about what that is and what you do with it?
Sure. So we were, yes, you're right. We were formed in 1993, and it was actually former Governor Tommy Thompson that stepped in and saw that we need a Wisconsin entity to help preserve Taliesin. And so what we do is we have a mission that is focused on education and preservation. And so we educate and we preserve the natural, the cultural, and the built environments at Taliesin. So we're looking not only at the actual physical structures, but we're looking at the vast 800 acres that surround it, but also the cultural component that was so significant in Wright's time, and that really had so many other hundreds of individuals have passed between those doors and the walls and really created Taliesin.
And it was kind of like his laboratory, his own estate was. What made it that way?
I think it was, along with the Wisconsin idea, Frank Lloyd Wright was very much a proponent of the Wisconsin idea that is celebrated now throughout the state and with the university system. And he believed that Taliesin should be a living laboratory where people come to mind for thought exchange, for creative ideas, as a way to experiment and explore other avenues of living and really being immersive in the nature and the arts and the land. And so that really is what Taliesin is.
And then there's Taliesin West.
Yes.
How does that come into play, and where did that fit in?
So Taliesin West was the winter home that Frank Lloyd Wright created in the 1930s as a way after the School of Architecture was developed in his apprenticeship. And so they would migrate back and forth. So in the summer, they would come up to Taliesin. They would be there. And then in the winter, they would head down to Taliesin West.
And so still doing lots of designing work, regardless of whether it was summer or winter.
Absolutely.
And the apprentices, too, were just working around the clock with him.
They were. And they were doing it really through this learn by doing. So they would come and they would work alongside Frank Lloyd Wright, alongside a lot of the apprentices that had been there for a while. But they also not only learned architecture, but they learned about life. They learned about culture. They learned that in order to be an architect, you also have to be well-versed in entertaining. And so you needed to know how to cook. You needed to know how to entertain at a dinner table. You needed to be well rehearsed in music, in the arts as well.
We're talking Frank Lloyd Wright architecture and places to see it around Wisconsin. Carrie Rademacher is Executive Director of Taliesin Preservation. That's the nonprofit that preserves Taliesin Estate. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you visited a Frank Lloyd Wright designed building? Tell us about your experience. What's your favorite? What would you recommend others check out? Call in, email ideas@WPR.org. Back in a minute here on the Ideas Network.
Well,
We're touring Frank Lloyd Wright architecture on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This week, 8 of his buildings were designated to join just 16 other World Heritage sites in the U.S. and roughly 1,000 around the world. This is the first time UNESCO has recognized modern American architecture. Are you a fan of Frank Lloyd Wright designs? Tell us why. Do you believe in building with the landscape, the organic architecture? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Carrie Rademacher is our guide, and she heads up Taliesin Preservation. Well, let's go on the Frank Lloyd Wright Trail the tour. You can take a tour on this trail, and it was started in 2017. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So what is on this trail?
Well, what is on this trail is really, it begins in Richland Center, which was the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright. And it begins there. You see the AD German warehouse, and then it'll take you through Taliesin, Wyoming Valley School, that's located just outside of Spring Green. And then you go to Madison. You see, Monona Terrace, of course, and the Unitarian Meeting House. And then also then you're heading to Milwaukee and all the way down to Racine. So it encompasses about 9 different Frank Lloyd Wright structures that are here in the state.
Wow, that was a whirlwind tour. So
Let's back up to
AD German Warehouse. So this is in Richland Center. It's said to have been designed in 1915. What do we know about this warehouse?
Well, it's an interesting building. Yes, and it was actually built in 1921. Frank Lloyd Wright designed it. It kind of has a Mayan revival architectural look to it. It was a warehouse, and they are currently undergoing, the group that is managing it is undergoing a capital campaign to bring it back to its glory and opening it up for tours. So it is available for tours, but I do recommend that people check their website and find out exactly the times and days that it is available.
What would, in back in the day, what would have been going on in this warehouse?
It really was a warehouse that housed a lot of different things, more of the mechanical side of things was really interesting.
So then there is the wing spread at Wind Point. What is wing spread?
Well, wing spread is a beautiful location just outside of Racine. It was built in 1937 for the family of S.C. Johnson. It is kind of a prairie school style. It's grand. It's beautiful. You walk into the main entrance and you see this incredible fireplace that just shoots up to the sky. And it was built for the family of S.C. Johnson.
And that you can tour today?
You can. Again, this is run through the Johnson Foundation. So if you go to their website, you can check out the days and times that it's available for tours.
Well, let's go to Milwaukee now and this and Burnham, which was family home design.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Those were created in the mid-1914s, 1915s as a home for affordable living. And so there's a stretch along Burnham Street that has a variety of different Frank Lloyd Wright built homes that, again, are under restoration. They're doing incredible work bringing them back to their glory. And, again, those are available for tours. I would recommend checking out their website to find days and times that they're available.
Take us to Monona Terrace in Madison. What do we know about Wright's dream civic center?
Yes, yes. So that was a long time coming, just like this UNESCO inscription.
Right. Nice parallel there.
It was designed to be this grand convention center. And as we know now, it was built in the 1990s, a long time in fruition. Tony Putnam, who was an apprentice of Frank Lloyd Wright's, was one of the lead architects in making that happen and building it. As you know, if you're coming from John Nolan Drive here in Madison, you get this incredible view of the skyline of Madison with the Monona Terrace. But then if you're up at the Capitol, you're looking down, you see an incredible view as well. And they absolutely are open for tours. It's a convention center. It's live and bustling there.
We are on a tour of Frank Lloyd Wright architecture through Wisconsin with Carrie Rademacher as our guide. She's Executive Director of Taliesin Preservation at the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center. Still time for your thoughts on Wright Design Buildings at 800-642-1234. What one have you gone by and you're thinking, did he design that or not? You know, do you see influences around where you live? Let's talk about it. Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Let's talk about the first Unitarian Society meeting house in Madison and the space for spirituality.
Yeah, absolutely. So Frank Lloyd Wright was very close with this design, and Marshall Erdman was the friend of Frank Lloyd Wright's that actually was the one that was building this building. But Frank Lloyd Wright, his ancestors emigrated to the Wyoming Valley where Taliesin is located, and they were very much Unitarians. They emigrated from Wales. There's a small chapel just located by Taliesin that they built that was housed further Unitarian worshiping. And so Frank Lloyd Wright, his ancestors were very much Unitarians. They actually they were one of the first to create this Unitarian Society here in Madison. And so it was real personal to Frank Lloyd Wright to build this building. Again, it was built in about 1949 to 1951. It's just an incredible location. And you just for those that have been there, you see this real cathedral type feeling, but yet it's very personable.
How do Frank Lloyd Wright materials stand the test of time? How difficult is upkeep on these buildings, especially Taliesin?
Well, they're quite difficult, of course, because you want to keep the true feeling and the true spirit of these buildings. Taliesin poses a whole other set of challenges because it was very much a living laboratory. So a lot of what they did was on the spur of the moment. They would try things that they would later go out and create for a client. So it definitely is a challenge at Taliesin. We say that, you know, in order to do preservation work, you almost have to do an archaeological dig first before you can actually get to the restoration of it. So time and labor, it really is quite intense, but so worth it. So worth it.
And because you have so much traffic coming from all over the world, how many tourists enter Taliesin each year?
So we're open for tours 6 months out of the year, May through October, 7 days a week. And we see about 25 to 30,000 visitors every summer. We are expanding our tours to catch more of the shoulder season, so August, November. And this year we're building, extending that out into December as well.
So you were mentioning earlier how incredible it is for UNESCO to deem this a World Heritage Site. Are there any others in the Midwest?
There really is not a whole lot. And I think that that's what is so exciting about this nomination and being inscribed as a World Heritage Site. Wisconsin now has two, Taliesin and the Jacobs One House. Illinois now has two with the Roby House and Unity Temple. But really there's not very many in the Midwest. And so that really helps to elevate our profile, around the world.
Let's take a quick call now. Bill from Madison. Hi, Bill.
Yes. What about the Greek Orthodox Church, the Flying Saucer Church on 92nd Street in Wauwatosa?
Yeah, that is a really unique design. It's incredible. It is available for tours, so you can check out their website. But it is actively a church as well.
What is your favorite Frank Lloyd Wright designed place, or even a place within Taliesin that you find almost magical?
Oh boy. There's so much about Taliesin that is extremely magical. My favorite, I think, at Taliesin would be standing on the crown of the hill. Many people think that or know the expression that Frank Lloyd Wright said is, you don't build on top of a hill, because if you build on top of a hill, you lose the hill. And so Taliesin is really wrapped around the side of the hill, kind of like arms cradling this, the location of where it's at. So that really is a very special place for me. But I love the Herbert and Catherine Jacobs house. That, to me, is just sparks just such an incredible feeling when you're in there as well.
Is it the warmth? What is it? Can you put your finger on it?
I think it's, you're right, it's the warmth, but it's the way that it embraces nature as well in such a cozy environment.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Carrie Rademacher is Executive Director of Taliesin Preservation. That's the nonprofit organization preserving Wright's Taliesin Estate, giving tours to thousands of tourists each year. It is Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show, and coming up, the annual summer tradition, going to the races, the catfish races. We'll learn about that. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the Ideas Network. News update is coming up next.